Hello, Andy here, and welcome to day one of Wisdom at Work. This course will give you all the meditation tools you need for a healthy, happy work life. Why? Meditation can increase creativity, lower stress, boost your immune system, so you're less likely to catch those office coughs and colds, and help you to live each day with a greater sense of ease. Mindfulness also supports better relationships, as we'll find later in the program. Now, most of us have to work. If you don't need to work because you're filthy rich, then you can skip this course. Your work is done. Well done. We don't always love our jobs. In fact, we don't always even like our jobs. And work can come in all shapes and sizes. But mindfulness can be applied to anything, with a bit of imagination. There's no denying meditation at work requires a little stealth and planning. I've not yet walked into an office and found everyone sat in silent meditation. Most of the meditation practices I'll be teaching on this program are more based on the world of office working, but you can definitely apply them to any line of work. And I'm talking here as a guy who's had over 30 different jobs. To name a few, I've worked as a gardener, a water meter reader, a session drummer, a bicycle mechanic, gas station cashier, school therapy service manager, and a barman. I've pretty much managed to weave some mindfulness in all of these jobs, so I know you can do it too. Deadlines and work culture pressures kind of go against being mindful, but we can still carve out those mindful moments with a bit of the stealth and cunning of a ninja. Today, we're going to start as we always do, with our breath. Our breath is a key way we can bring stability, groundedness, clarity, and enjoyment to our day. Okay, let's get started with our first meditation. Now, finding your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting on a chair, on a meditation cushion, or on a bench. Making sure you're nice and comfortable, nice and upright, but not stiff. And you can imagine there's a string coming from the top of your head, lifting you upwards. Allowing your shoulders to drop. As often when we're at work, our shoulders can end up right up by our ears, and that's a mindfulness practice in itself. Shoulder mindfulness. And now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently closing your eyes. Allowing your body to sink into the surface that you're sitting on. And turning your attention inwards. Beginning by noticing how you are right now. How do you find yourself starting this program? Where's your mind at? Do you have lots of worries at the moment? Is there something you're holding on to from the past? Maybe fairly recently? Or even years ago? Or maybe your mind feels quite clear and light and open. Knowing that however you find yourself, that's okay. Now centering your awareness on your breathing. And today, we're going to bring our attention down to our belly rising and falling as we breathe in and out. Sometimes it can be helpful to physically come into our bodies. And although focusing on our breathing at our nostrils is very helpful and very potent in stilling our minds, sometimes we need to go down a bit further into our bodies to step back from thoughts a bit more. So feeling your belly rising and falling as you breathe in and out. Really tuning into the sensations of expansion and contraction. And you can allow your breath to be quite deep at this point, as this sends a message to your body that it can relax. An internal message that it's okay. There's nothing that you need to do right now. Just placing your attention on the sensations of your breathing at your belly. And as you breathe, scanning through your body, noticing if there's any busyness in your body right now. Any feeling of rushing, any anxiety, wanting to jump forwards, that feeling of there's too much to do. And if you notice any areas, breathing into the busyness, breathing into the rush, the jarring, the jumping forwards, the too much to do. And continuing to do this, all the while noticing when you get pulled off into thoughts. And if your mind's gone for a wander, you know what to do. Gently escort it back to your breath. Back to this breath. Back to this moment. Whether it's an in-breath or an out-breath. And now gently taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. And we've done quite a lot of breath work now. So noticing if that felt fresh and new. Noticing where you're starting from here. And how does your body feel right now? And you can appreciate any sense of calm you've cultivated here, whilst honouring any tension that still remains. Our breath can seem almost too simple a thing for it to have any effect. We humans like things to be complicated, and simply focusing on our breath seems just a little too simple. But actually, if we can skillfully cultivate this mindful awareness on our breathing, in formal meditation, it's always there for us out in our day. And when you're at work, just 30 seconds of focusing on your breath can bring you back to the present moment, reset you, allow you to step back from a challenge, and maybe not send that angry email that you were about to send. So our superpower at work is connecting with our breath and body. As a workspace often pulls us into our head, into our thinking, and right out of our body, and our poor bodies wandering around, getting stressed out with all these things going on. And we can easily get pulled into other people's busyness as well. And that's something we're going to talk about later on in the program. So you can breathe your way through anything. You can breathe through confrontation, through a difficult meeting, after you finish a piece of work. and yet we can easily forget to access our breath. It's actually a choice that we need to make. We need to remember that it's there. So you can think of your breath as a way to cut your day up into more bite-sized pieces. That's all for day one. In day two, we're going to look at the best way to start your day. Guess what? Yep, that's with a lovely morning meditation. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day two.